Hello, friends. It's not for long now. I've had my sock darned, ready for the night. Hang it up and see what's in it in the morning. Takes me back years. When we were kids, I used to hang the socks up and I could be certain I'd get a 5p mouth organ, apple and orange, and a new penny. And that lasted for quite a few years. And by the time I got it, I could play that mouth organ grand. I don't think I could find the air to do it today. I had no wind. Anyway, I used to like the Christmas pudding. My mother always used to make a nice Christmas pudding, and according to the purse, she'd put two or three dodgers in, you know, the threepenny piece, very small coins they were. And as soon as the pudding was being served, everybody was eager, because threepence in those days was a fortune. And we'd chew that pudding, finally chew it and chew it again, hoping we'd get a threepenny bit. I think I got one at one time. It was great fun. And then, of course, there were the carol singing. There weren't many, a few bob carol singing, and it all came in handy on Christmas Day to buy our parents something for Christmas. Usually a drop of whiskey or a extra glass of beer. Anyway, it was great days in those, and I enjoyed them. Thank you for the cards that I've received. I've tried to answer them that came. Well, Kathleen's done all the work. She wrote them out, addressed them, and posted them. I really am grateful to her. She's a godsend. And that's how we go on. I'm just had my tea, and I thought I'd give you a little chat. It's been very, very cold weather. I should have gone to Watford today, but I found it bitterly cold. I said, I'm not going to sit in a chair. Even though in the Marl it were warmer, it's getting there, that few hundred yards. You just about freeze to death, sat down, not being able to move. So I said, no, I'll not bother. There's always another day and the sun will shine again. It's not shining today, though. Anyway, all's well. The health is remaining. But I'm finding now that when they put the central heating on, I can't stick it for long, about 2 hours, and I kind of have to switch it off to get some more breath, because the gas eats up all the oxygen. And although I have a oxygen cylinder handy, it's not the same somehow. So they switch the heating system off for a little while, and then I can breathe again, and they put it back on. And that's how we go on. Still, that's nothing to worry about. Now for a joke. Two blokes decide to go for a moose hunting day, have a day out moose hunting. So they arrange for the pilot to drop them off near the hunting ground, the pilot of an aircraft, and he did so, and he dropped them down and wished them have a good day. And then he went on his way, and he said he'd pick them up later on the day. They went along hunting, and at the end of the day they shot two moose, and they got back to the landing ground and put the moose down ready for the pilot come in. Eventually the pilot came in and he looked around and he says, I can't take them things. So one says, why not? What kind of pilot are you? He says, last year, he says, the pilot took us, he says, he put us all in, the moose and all, and took off with us. The pilot says, oh, I'm as good as any pilot there is. In fact, I consider myself a class A1 pilot. Put them in. So they put the moose in and they all got in and they set off. They cleared the lake, they were beside the lake, he cleared the lake, but on the other side there was some scrub and bushes, and he caught them with the plane's wheels, and it tipped the plane over 3 or 4 times and strewed all the contents all over the place. And the plane came to rest on its back, upside down. After a while, because the pilot got knocked out, after a while the pilot woke up and sat up. He says, looked around, he saw one of the fellows sat. He says, where are we? the fellow says, we're about 10 yards short of the place where we tipped up last year. I do get them. Anyway, that's all for the moment. I'm running out of breath. See you soon. Bye.